Adjust myself.
Adjusting.
Sheryl Crow's in the room along with Scott and Tad, yes. Members of
the Sheryl Crow's.
The Sheryl Crow's, right?
Everyone be a crow this year.
There was Counting Crows and Black Crows.
Yes, Crowbar and the Crow. Next year it's going to be Eating Crow and...
Well, you're home. Got a couple of days of a break here.
Yeah, yeah.
You're heading to New York next week.
Doing David Letterman on Friday.
Yeah, this is number
when
two.
When I say doing David Letterman, I mean... No, I'm kidding. Number two. I got home yesterday, and I haven't been home in what feels like months, and I was going through my mail, and I got a personal handwritten note from David Letterman from the last time I was on.
Wow.
It was really cool. It just said, Dear Sheryl, thanks for the Cubans. I sent him a box of Cuban cigars. Uh-huh. And thanks for the Cubans. You were kind to send the gift of contraband. And then it said, your friend Dave. Wow. Your friend Dave!
He's your friend.
Well, he is, because you and I spoke before your last trip to Letterman, mm-hmm. the first time you were on. And Dave doesn't often call musicians over to the panel.
No,
he doesn't talk to them.
Stunned.
And he did. You finished playing Leaving Las Vegas, and he goes, Sheryl, come on over.
And I looked back at Paul and said, are you Sheryl? But, yeah, it was pretty pretty exciting. And he's a character, man. He's got an unusually big head.
Big head?
Yes. Physically, not emotionally, of course.
Yeah, I know. He's a great guy, but he's when you get out of there, it's like he's so big. He's tall. He's got huge hands, huge feet.
Uh-huh.
Huge shoes.
Huge gloves.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that was fun. Really exciting.
So, have you decided what story you're going to tell?
No, and I woke up again last night. Last night, I was Morgan Fairchild in my dream. And I couldn't think of one funny thing to say. I've been dreaming about this now for the live tell Nicole for the last two or three weeks. Waking up on the bus, cold sweat, laying in a puddle of sweat, just going, oh my God, I'm not funny. So, we'll see what happens. I'll probably get on there and just think of nothing to say.
You're going to play All I Want to Do?
Yes, I think so.
All right.
I had a dream that comes, it reminds me that I had a dream that we figured out exactly the best story for you to tell on Letterman, but now I don't remember it.
Oh,
and this isn't a joke, this is true.
I thought he was going to say he had a dream he was Morgan Fairchild.
Okay, enough of that silliness.
How about a song?
Nothing. He says his name is William, but I'm sure it's Bill or Billy or Mac or Buddy. And he's plain ugly to me. And I wonder if he's ever had a day of fun in his whole life. We're drinking beer at noon on Tuesday in a bar that faces a giant car wash. The good people of the world are washing their cars, holding and scrubbing as best they can in skirts and suits. Drive up in the shiny Datsuns and Buicks, back to the phone company and record stores too. But they're nothing like Billy and me, 'cause all I wanna do is have some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only one. All I wanna do is have some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only one. All I wanna do is have some fun. But he lays each one up on the bar and lights every match in an oversized pack, letting each one burn down to his thick fingers before blowing a curse on the mount. He likes to watch them as they spin on the floor. And a happy couple enters the bar, dangerously close to one another. and otherwise the bar is ours. Day and night in the car wash too. Bites and the matches and the clean and dirty cars. The sun and the moon are what I wanna do. Just some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only one. All I wanna do is have some fun. I won't tell you that you're the only one. Well, all I wanna do is have some fun. I got a feeling the party's just begun. Well, all I wanna do is have some fun. Till the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard. Ooh. Until the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard. Yeah. All I wanna do is have a little fun.
Sheryl Crow live on FM 101.9. You know, that is our kind of our unofficial theme song.
I heard that. And congratulations, by the way. I've just heard nothing but great things about the station, and we're real proud that you played us first.
That was the very first song that kicked off this radio station a little over a month ago.
Yeah. So
that's our attitude around here. We're just ready to have fun. The song fit perfectly.
I got to tell you, you got a lot of fans out there. I've had a zillion people call my machine at home.
Oh, great.
So, saying, wow, we finally got a radio station that's, you know, playing what we want to hear, and it's great.
Well, thanks.
Real happy for you.
Well, we're real happy for you, too.
No, we're happy for you.
No, we're happy.
Oh, you guys.
This album, the Tuesday Night Music Club, we are playing quite a few songs off of that one. And this is your first solo album, although you've been around for a while in the industry.
Yes,
so to speak. And let's talk a little bit about the album first. This grew out of kind of a jam session that you had.
Yeah, it did, in fact. With a bunch of characters that probably people around LA know. David Bearwall was part of it, who had just finished a record called Triage with Bill Bottrell, who was part of it also. Kevin Gilbert, who had worked with Bill on the Toy Matinee record, and Brian McLeod and a couple of other guys from Wire Train were part of it, and a great musician and great writer called Dan Schwartz, who's been around LA too. And we sort of, I guess the first time I got called, Kevin and David and Bill were just hanging out and drinking some beer and kind of experimenting in the studio, and they called me at like 12:30 on a Tuesday night and said, hey, you want to come out? And so I did, and we sort of progressed into just trying to get together and write a song every Tuesday night with no other agenda but just have fun. And Leaving Las Vegas came out of it, and so because of that, I decided that it'd be fun to have these guys around floating in and out, and kind of this very collaborative, I don't know, spontaneous feel, and everybody agreed to be part of it, and that's where it came from. So,
and All I Want to Do, though, the lyrics to that one came from somewhere completely different.
It was really weird. We had been jamming, and I didn't have a lyric for this jam, and so Bill handed me a book of poetry, and the name of the poem that I just sort of recited from was called Fun by Wim Cooper. And anyway, I tried and tried and tried after having sung this lyric through to go back, write lyrics for it, and I just couldn't beat it. I mean, the sentiment of the lyric to me was such sort of a I don't know, a snapshot of L.A. in the 90s, and it had such a great feel, and I called the guy up, actually, and said, can we use it? And he was like, yeah, great. And, you know, I've been writing poetry for a long time, and nobody knows who I am. And so for him, it was kind of a break, and for me, kind of solved my problem. So
cool.
There it is.
All right.
And I got to meet the guy in Boston somewhere. Wasn't that where it was?
Yeah.
Really nice guy and such a great writer. I mean, he's just, if you ever have a chance to pick up his stuff, he's been published several times now, and he just writes really great human narrative. That's
now, is the whole thing his?
No, there are little bits and pieces of it.
The part about the car wash is his?
No,
that's not. So, is there a car wash? Is this the car wash? Like, because I picture the one on
there are a couple
on Santa Monica.
I live a block up from Santa Monica, so I know the territory really well. And There are a few things in there that I've, in fact, Bill and I both threw in, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, you spent a lot of time on the road touring with a lot of people. In fact, you and I first met when you were doing the tour thing with Toy Matinee a few years ago. And but you've done the Michael Jackson thing and the Don Henley thing.
Who else? I guess I've done some stuff with Joe Cocker and Rod Stewart and Bob Dylan and Eric Clapton, those people, and the Bob Dylan stuff. So I've been real lucky. And this summer we were laughing about it because we're out on the war tour, and everybody we sort of grew up listening to, like the Allman Brothers and the Eagles, we've gotten a chance to work with this summer, so it's definitely the summer
been
of fun.
Singing with them, you got up the night I was there. I saw you do Midnight Rider with the Allman Brothers. You did a song with Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
I'm everywhere. You can't get rid of me.
Well, how about doing another one for us here now?
I'll never go away.
Sheryl Crow.
Let's do Strong Enough to Be My Man. Are you tuned? Lovely. Sort of tuned.
Let me just say, it's KLIT Glendale, Los Angeles. We are the new FM 101.9. We've got Sheryl Crow live.
All right, this is called Strong Enough to Be My Man. Yikes. And it goes like this. Okay. Gotta feel like hell tonight. And tears of rage I cannot fight. I'd be the last to help you understand. Are you strong enough to be my man? My man. Oh.
Sheryl Crow on FM 101.9. Had a few problems at the beginning.
Wow, well, it was not quite in tunk, but there you have it.
But for a shaky start, it sounded terrific.
For a shaky start, it sounded real shaky.
Dogs and cats running away wildly.
I got a fax here from Debony Morgan, who was at the Horde show this weekend.
That darn Devaney.
Yeah, she took her daughter, who's 7 years old, and this is a letter for Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
She says, Glennis is seven. I wanted to make sure that she sees women in rock and roll, as well as firefighters, politicians, etc. We sang along and had a great time. One thing, though, Glennis wants to be just like Cheryl.
Oh,
so
no.
So she was wondering if Cheryl has freckles. Could she let us?
Oh, I do. I do. I have big freckles, and when I got in the sun, I have even bigger freckles. So, and freckles are cool.
You grew up in a musical family, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Your dad's a musician.
Yep, and I have brothers and sisters who are all musicians, and my dad actually came out and played on the record, so it's been sort of a wacky upbringing for me, because I grew up with parents who were in a big band, and they used to come home with their friends and jam until like 2 in the morning, drink beer, smoke cigarettes, and I just thought that's what all kids were growing up with, so I'm lucky and cursed at the same time.
I heard you tuning up before, and you were playing a Neil Young song.
Oh yeah. Well, we try not to keep ourselves from getting bored on the road. We've actually done this live a few times. Which one is it?
Heart of Gold.
Oh yeah. Are you tuned?
Cheryl Crone, FM 101.9. You're going to play Woodstock.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the city, dude.
I feel like we've been on the traveling Woodstock all summer. So, yeah, we're going to land there on the 12th. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Barefoot and not taking the brown acid.
Barefoot and tie-dye.
That's good.
So barefoot and tie-dye.
How old were you when Woodstock originally happened?
Oh, I think that's really... I think I was, what, 2?
Yeah, something like that.
Somewhere under 10.
So are you thinking in that, like, oh my God, I'm doing Woodstock, or is it another show?
Well, I don't know. It's a weird thing, because this Woodstock has such a corporate halo over it. And I haven't really felt like this is going to be like Woodstock. I mean, Woodstock then had its own mystique, and it was a lot of people coming together out of love and sort of taking care of each other. And this is check your guns at the door, and you have to buy 2 tickets because we won't let people in.
Can't even bring in
safe.
Water. You can't bring
really,
in a sleeping bag.
Yeah, I mean, it's the 90s, so we're looking really forward to it. I mean, not to get us wrong, we're really looking forward to it. And kind of feel like the Friday thing is going to be a really great, exciting opener to the Saturday and Sunday.
There are a lot of new artists playing.
Yeah, Live is going to be on it, and Hammerbox? Hammerbox or Candlebox?
Candlebox.
One of those. Pandora's Box and
Toolbox.
Toolbox and Crowbox. I don't know who else is on it, though. Who else do we know?
T
Do you know?
No.
New bands.
New bands. Be there, be there, be there.
So when are you home? When does this tour end?
I'm home today. I'm home today and I leave tomorrow. I don't know. I'm going to Australia and Japan at the end of August. I'll be home in September, and then after that I think we're filling dates back up again. So probably not till December.
Wow.
January.
And then work on the new album?
New album, more touring, babies, marriage.
Any men
dating.
In the picture?
No. No men, no dates, no nothing, so.
But babies.
Babies, no. Actually, yeah, one of these days. Marriage first.
You have Scout. The dog
Scout,
is with you.
Yes. Yeah. I go around all the time. Oh, isn't he cute? Mm-hmm. So it's like having a baby, I guess.
Well, you have to promise when you come back to come back by and see us again.
Oh, we will. We'll come back with tuned guitars and correct lyrics and...
Want to do one more before you go?
Yeah, we'll do one more. All what right. the heck? What should we do?
What do you want to hear, Nicole?
What do you want to hear?
Can't cry anymore?
Firebird. Yeah. I mean, Freebird.
Firebird. Try it.
Texas. Sorry, honey, but I suspected we were through. And I can't cry anymore. Since I left, I'm feeling better, 'cause it's what you get when
no.
Sheryl Crow and the Sheryl Crows, Scott and Tad. Thanks so much for coming in. I've got a new record in my hand. This
what is
a soundtrack from the Showtime original series Rebel Highway. It's called Fast Track to Nowhere. Hot off the presses, yes, and there is a new Sheryl Crow song on here.
That is correct, sir.
Where, what's that
about? Well, they call it, actually, it's, I think it's, is it HBO?
Showtime.
Showtime, whoa.
Oops.
They did a series of movies with very well, well-known and supposedly great directors. I think even Stephen Frears is one, I'm not really sure. But anyway, they did a series of movies which were sort of, I don't know, drive-in movies or something like that. Driving classes. Anyway, they called me and asked me if I would do a remake of a Fats Domino tune. And everybody on this, all the artists, Concrete Blonde, I don't even know who all was on it, but they all did covers from a 50s tune. So we took I'm Gonna Be a Wheel Someday and kind of made it ours.
Great. All right, so we'll play that. We'll see you on Letterman this Friday night.
Great.
We will be listening for the story.
Oh, my God.
And All I Want to Do, Sheryl Crow, thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
Great.